Welcome to the Growth Diaries. Whether you're commuting, at the gym, or just taking a moment for yourself, this audio is here to keep you inspired and growing. But if you ever want to dive deeper, you can also watch the video or read the blog. Just check the links to keep growing and thriving.
Your practice manager asks you to do a list of something called CPD. They tell you certain topics are out of date. You duly oblige. You go to the easiest place where you can find it and quickly click through the relevant buttons. You hope to generate the certificate as quickly and cheaply as possible. It feels meaningless, but in order to keep your job, you have to find a way to get it done. You are compliant. It makes the organizations like the CQC and GDC happy too. What can be wrong in that? Have you ever thought the opposite? What actually could be wrong in this approach? Has it ever occurred to you how this approach may be contributing to those 15 challenges we spoke about in one of our previous growth diaries? If you missed it, you can read about the 15 challenges at the link below. How many of those symptoms do you suffer from? As a practice manager or owner, how many of those symptoms do your team suffer from? We have heard so many owners tell us that recruitment's a problem. We cannot find team members. We're struggling to motivate the team, etc., etc. In the same vein, we have had so many team members tell us that dentistry is becoming harder. I wish I could quit, but I don't know what else to do. I feel unappreciated. I cannot be bothered, etc., etc. Despite the signs and symptoms being so visible, why do you continue with this approach of prescribing CPD, ticking the box as fast as possible, and thinking you're moving forward? Is it because you have to remain compliant? Yes, you and your team may be 100% compliant, but you and your team are also full of complaints. You may say, "I comply," whilst at the same time saying, "I can't be bothered." Have you thought about approaching this differently? Perhaps don't just approach it as CPD and survive, but reframe it as growth and thrive. The world and the conditions around dentistry are rapidly changing. Growth is going to become a necessity rather than an option.